Shemalei Chem. Gimel Kislev, Sunday the 11th of November, Rabbi David Zahn, Asher Boros Soson V'Simcha. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Freifeld, Lichvod Simchas HaNesuim of Shmuley Lerner and Mindy Freifeld.
Probably wondering what sort of a title is Asher Boros Soson V'Simcha. Well, it's got a lot to do with the Parsha. This week's the Parsha Vayetzeh, the four chasms in this week's Sedra. Rochel and Leah and Bilal Zilpa. It's also the various dinim, Mali Shu Azois. We learn the Hilchas, Ein Ma'adim Simcha B'Simcha, can't make two chasms on Yontov, Chalamoid, from the fact that Yaakov, Lavan told Yaakov to wait a week to leave after he married Leah to marry Rochel. So, and now it's well into the chasm season, Baruch Hashem. And everyone should be mizrach to simcha. We're also Baruch Hashem now in the middle of a simcha, so it's part of the. For me, I'll call it Yonah Diyoma. Is why Asher Boros Soson V'Simcha? Because everybody knows the last bracha of the Shem Baruch is the bracha of Asher Boros, the much coveted and prestigious bracha of Asher Boros. Asher Boros, if you look around in the Mekiris, in the Dinim, in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim, has different Dinim. In four different ways, four ways from all the other Sheva Brachas. The Gemara tells us, Miksuvus, Tana Rabbonim, Mevarchin Bikas Chasani Basara, Kol Shiva. We make Sheva Brachas, that's the Yidin Minyan. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, who should have Panim Chadosh? Everyone knows you have to have Panim Chadosh. What is Panim Chadosh? The Marim Nasimcha Bishvilai, as once by a Sheva Brachas in Yerushalayim, and it was Masa Shabbat Ilam Malka, and the people who made Shabbos didn't have any Panim Chadoshes. So 5 minutes before benching, they called in someone who happened to be walking up the stairs to the next era, called him in, gave him some ice cream, and that was his Panim Chadosh. Basis, so that's called Marim Nasikh Bishvilei. Al-Kopanim. That's Panim Chadoshes. And the Gemara says later, Rabbi Ashi Ikl Beir of Kahana, Yom Kama Baruch Kulu, the first day the first day by the Chasna, they said all the brachas. Bikame Iyeka Padim Chadoshes Baruch Kulu. If there's Padim Chadosh, say all the brachas. Viloi Afushi Simcha Baalmahu, Bavarach Shasimcha Bemoinim Asher Boros. If there's no Padim Chadoshes, you say Shasimcha Bemoinim, you say Asher Boros, but you don't say all the other brachas. So, why is Asher Boros? If it's a, what's Asher Boros different? Why should Asher Boros require be less requiring a Panim Chadoshes than all the other brachas? Number one. Number two, as we've seen in the Gemara, that you need a minyan for Sheva brachas. Do you need a minyan for Asher Boros? The answer is you don't. It's a machlokes l'shem shulchan aruch paskins. You don't need a minyan for Asher Boros. So Asher Boros is different. If you haven't got a minyan, you can't make Sheva brachas. You make an Asher Boros. Number two. Number three, the Shulchan Aruch brings, actually Tosfos in Pesachim, brings a shaila. The Gemara says, Ein oisim misses chavilis chavilis. For example, the Gemara says, you can't use one kais for kiddush and birkas hamazon. The Gemara says, if you're eating on Erev Shabbos, and it comes to Shabbos, and you want to bench ala kais, you want to make kiddush, no, sorry, Ein oisim misses chavilis chavilis. You have to have two separate kaises. Ein oisim misses chavilis chavilis. So Tosfos is mistapik. Can you use one kais for Sheva brachas? And because I'm Muslim. So we all know that you can't. But it's the members of Machlokes and Tosfos. Tosfos says, well, the modern shit in Tosfos is that you need two kaisers, because Ein Oisim is two mitzvahs. And you're making a birkas hashvacha the nisuin, and you're benching. But then Tosfos says, there's one opinion which holds that since you only make shel brachas when you have a suda, so the birkas hamazin is goyrim the birkas nisuin. So mele, it's kulachad milsa, it's all like one thing. But we don't pass. We pass, as we know, you need to have two kaisers. However, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach base brings this halacha. The Ramah adds on the Yeshayim Rim. What happens if you're only making Asher Boros? Do you need two cases or one case? If you haven't got Panim Chadoshes, then you haven't got Rim. So the Ramah says Yeshayim Rim that even if you're only saying Asher Boros, you also need two cases. So it's mavur from the Ramah. That the Ramah understood that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, was saying that if you're making Sheva Brachas, then you need two kaisers. But if you're only doing Asher Boros, then you know, one is enough. But the Ramah says, I disagree. I hold that even if you're only doing Asher Boros, you also need two kaisers. So the Ramah holds there's no difference. Asher Boros requires a separate kais as much as all the other Sheva Brachas. However, the Shittas HaMechaber is Nishtazoi. The Mechaber seems to say there's a difference. That when you're making Sheva Brachas, you need two kaisers. When you're doing Asher Boros, you need one kais. What's happens? What happens? Why? What is it about Hashem Baruch that makes it different? And the fourth difference, the Rishonim discuss a shaila, Chosen Hasoyed in Bnei Beisai. If it's not an official Sheva Brachas, that means the chosen, the color come from their flat. They come for lunch or whatever. Come to the family for lunch. It's not a Sheva Brachas. Everyone's draying around there, coming as is by Simchas. There's a whole oilam there. Do you make sure? Well, you know, there's no place cards. There's no balloons or whatever. No Sheva Brachas. Do you make Sheva Brachas? Chosen Hasoyed in Bnei Beisai. Do you make Sheva Brachas? Tishayil and the Rishayim. So in the Ran, in Ksuvus, is mashma that even if we say Chofin Asoidim B'nei Beisa, it's make Shev Brach, it's only Asher Bara, not the rest, only Asher Bara. Again, Asher Bara, four differences. You don't need Pada Chadosh for Asher Bara, you don't need a Minyan for Asher Bara, Chofin Asoidim B'nei Beisa, possibly you can say Asher Bara, and maybe you don't need a separate case for Asher Bara. So what is it about Asher Bara? That's what we need to understand. That's it. Halacha brings on and says, "Even as Samach Dalit, Hilchas Chosim, Sheitim Shulchan Aruch Hazay. Hanoise Besula, Tono marries a woman that's never been married before. Tzarech Lismayach Ima Zayin Yomim. They've got to be Mesamecha for 7 days. Shalayase Malacha, Vlo Yisav Yitzin Lashuk." He shouldn't do work. He shouldn't go out and do business. And oichel v'shoisav v'samech imah. They should be together for the week. Beinim hu bacha, beinim alma makes the difference. So he's shaking the shulchan aruch. Kum de ramah, zok de ramah v'chosen osa basias malacha, v'osa losis yichidi b'shuk. The ramah says chosen can't do malacha. So all the noisy kelim, the Beit Shmuel, Kalkas Mechaikim, all wondering what's the ramah adding? What's he saying? The shulchan aruch says a chosen shleyase malacha. And adds the Ramah, and Chosin shouldn't do Malacha. So what's he saying? He's saying exactly the same thing. So the Mefarshim, the Afanat, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechaikim, they say, what'll be the din if the Kala say, the Chosin says, I want to go to Kail to learn today, I want to go and do this, I want to go shopping, wherever you can stay. And she says, Beseda, she's Meichel. She can be Meichel. Because the whole, the mitzvah was, he should be Mesamecha. If she says, Gei Gezuntai, she should be Meichel. If Mechila, he can be Meichel. If she had to be Meichel. If she's not Meichel, then he's not allowed to. Kum de Ramah, Zog de Ramah, V'chosin Osa Basiyas Malacha. It's a din in the Chosin Alein. The Chosin himself is Osa. Whether she agrees with something, he's not allowed to do Malacha. Whether she gives him a shulf, it doesn't. That's what the Ramah says. In case you misunderstand what the Mechaber is saying, and think that it's up to her, if she's Meichel, that he can do Malacha, don't make that mistake. Chofen Osa Basiyas Malacha. It's Osa. Sorry?
Malacha means?
Oh, we'll soon come to that. What does that mean? We'll soon see. So I once heard forever of Shmuel Zechayin, of Shmuel Rozovsky Zechayin Levracha. So he explained the pshat. He says, there are two separate halachas, dinim, in the mitzvah of chosen, the din of Chosen Basim Malacha. There's one din, as we've seen, the chosim is mechoyit to misamech the kala, which means they have to spend time together during the Sabbath. It means he mustn't go to bed, he mustn't go to Kail. No, he mustn't go to Kail. Unless he says go to Kail, but he mustn't go to Kail, he's got to stay at home and be with the kala. That's what he's got to do. But as we said, that mechila helps. But then there's another din, as when someone, it's mavur in the Gemara Ksuvos, that, as we lay aleinu, yontav is, avelus is not chal on yontav. So there's a certain hechatim, the Gemara says there, at the beginning of Sulis, that a chosin has got a din regel de chosin. Also, it stops din avelus b'yichal, as much as yontov stops avelus b'yichal, that in certain circumstances, which Gemara goes into there, the zman of regel de chosin stops the din avelus b'yichal. There's not a special halacha of regel de chosin. It's a yontov for the chosin. I say, yes, what type of malacha? So I saw once the Chaznish, someone asked the Chaznish, the Chaznish was mistapik, whether the Chosin is allowed to write on during the Sheva Brachos. So if she's like Cholamoid, if she's like Cholamoid, he was mistapik about it. So Shmuel Zechayin Rosh said that there would be two nafkaminas, between two differences between the what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says he should Sameach Imo. He's got to be Sameach the Kala, which means he's got to stay at home. What happens if he wants to fix a leak? If he's, you know, he's draying around the house, he wants to hammer in a new bookcase or something. He's only awesome luck because he's got to be at home, but he's doing something at home together with her. And, you know, she's handing him the hammer and the nails, so I don't know, but they're doing it to Tavish and Ayman Echad, that is very good, so they're doing it together, joint effort, there's nothing wrong, that's fine. als that din. And as we said, another afkamin would be the halmachila would help. Of dams of the rabbanid, chosen also basias melacha. No fixing leaks, no hammering in nails. That it's also because it's chalamayid. Wherever you can't do chalamayid, the chosen can't do. It's a get of a chalamayid. When it's exactly as we said, the chaznish and the stapik, whether you can write. So is it mamish chalamayid? Well, exactly to what degree? But al kapanim, it's got a din regular the chosen. But if as the ramaz din, chosen also basias melacha, he could go to Kail in his Shabbos clothes, the altar of clothes, and listen, learn. But after that, the Rambam said, no, you can't, he's got to be Samecha. So there's two dinim. The Bishkrov himself brings out these two dinim, not in relation to this Machaber and Ramah. There's the ding, he has to be Samecha, which means he's got to stay at home. But as far as staying at home is concerned, he could do odd jobs around the home. But says the Ramah, no odd jobs doing around the home, it's Asa Masiyas Malacha. But as far as the Ramah is concerned, you could go out. But above Dems of the Muhammad, no, you can't go, you've got to stay at home. So there's two separate dinim in Hilchas Chosen being Mesameach. So, steht da, as there's a din, regel de Chosen. The Zman of Sheva Brachas is a yontif for the Chosen, it's a Zman for the regel. Is the Rambam. We said, mention already. The Gemara says, "Mavachim bikas chasanim bebeis chasanim kol shiva." As we said, the Gemara says, "Dav zayin obeis silvus." You have to say sheva brachas. When the Rambam brings down this halacha, you have to say sheva brachas. Mavachim bikas chasanim bebeis chasanim. Very interesting how the Rambam brings this down. It's a perik base in Hilchas brachas, which is seder bikas hamazon kachu. The Rambam says, what is the nusach? What do you have to say when you begsh? Say the bikas hamazon and kachu. First of all, you make bikas hazon, then bikas haoretz, etc. Be'ben Yerushalayim, be'atev ha'metiv. And then he continues, v'shabos yom tovim. You say yiretzei, it's a maskul b'nacham, you say yiretzei, ayala v'yava, yichadak yisei ananisim. And then he says, be'veis chasanim, be'varkin be'veis chasanim, the Rambam says, in Beis Chasanim, there's another bracha you have to make. In addition to Hazaras Hazon, and Bikas Haoretz, and Ben Yerushalayim, Hatev HaMeitiv, and if it's not Shabbos Yontiv or whatever, but then there's another bracha which you have to make. But the Rambam brings this in Hilchas Bikas HaMazon. It would appear from the Rambam, that which we say, Mavachim Bikas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, is unrelated, it's part of Bikas HaMazon, as much as Ritzei and Yalav Yovei is part of Bikas HaMazon, and just like Ritzei and Yalav Yovei is connected to the Zman, Ritzei is on the Zman from the Shabbos, and Yalav Yovei is to do with the Zman of Ashkhedesh, Yontam, whatever. So Bikas Chasanim is related to the Zman. What Zman? The Zman Regel de Chosen. It's a Zman of Regel. It's a Zman of Regel. So even though there's only one Chosen, and there's 50 people by the Sheva Brachos or whatever, But everyone is connected to this man. Ad kedei kach. It's interesting. The Reb Chaim is medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says avodim uktanim pturim mibrochis elu. The Rambam says talking about shdikas chasanim avodim means avodim ktanim means and avodim and ktanim don't have to make these brochas. What do you mean they don't have to make these brochas? Who are we talking about? If the Eved is a chosin, who are we talking about? So the Reb Chaim understood the Rambam to say that anybody who's by Shev brachas is obligated in these brachas. Only you hear it. So I think in Brisk they're makbid not to answer Baruch Uvach Shemoy on Birkas Chasanim, because if the Rambam says that Avodim Uktanim a potter, it means everybody else is chayiv. So if you go to a Shev brachas, then you are part of the Simcha, you are part of the Regel de Chosen. It may be your mechuyim to make Shev brachas. No, so, but how you? You say with the Yeshemeka, you say with the person who's saying the bracha. So if so, you say Baruch Uvach Shemoy, it's a problem. The item is Lishnoi. I don't know, I think in Brisk, that's how they say Bechamol Ke. Al-Kaponim, it's Mavur in the Rambam, the Mavachim Bikas Chasanim Bebeis Chasanim is part of Bikas HaMazon, and it's Bracha on the Zman, the Regel, the Chasan. Like we said, as much as we would say, is a Bracha on Shabbos, the Zman of Shabbos, and Yalav Yalvay, and Yontav Rosh Chodesh, wherever. This is what the Rambam writes. But then the Rambam continues. Ram says, so we know Mavachim Bikas Chasanim Beis Chasanim. So what's Bikas Chasanim? So for the Gemara, it's Masha. Bikas Chasanim means all the Sheva Brachas. That's what Bikas Chasanim is. That's what Ram says, because the Gemara says you only say it when the Ponim Chadashim. But Al Kaponim, that's Mavachim Bikas Chasanim. Zog the Rambam, Bracha Zu Shemoisifim Bebeis Chasanim. This Bracha, which you Moisif, which Ram says, which I'm talking about, which is, as we said, part of Benching, He bracha achrayna mishel bracha shel nisuin. This is the last bracha of shel brachas. Asher bar. But it says, Bavachim bikas chasanim beis chasanim, which we explained is a bracha to do with the zman of regal dechasen. This is the last bracha of the shel brachas. Then he continues, Bamidvarim amurim, when do you only say this bracha? Bashahayu ha'oichlin heim sha'amdu bikas nisuin. Bashamu ha'bracha sa'elu. But when is it only the Asher Barah? When there's no, these are the same people who buy the chasen. There's no new people. There's no panim chadoshes. Avl im hayu oichlim acherim. If there were other people, shalai shabu birkas nisuin, they weren't there for the chasna. Mavachim bishvilan. Again, the Rambam says you make a bracha bishvilan because of them. Acha birkas amazon sheva brachas kederech she mavachim b'shas hanisuin. Like you make the brachas by the chuppah for those people who weren't by the chasna and they by the shev brachas. For them, you make all seven. So to recap, what's the Rambam saying? The Gemara says mavachim because chasanim bebeis chasanim. What does that mean? That means Asher Bara. That's what it means. But the Rambam adds up, however, if there are people who work by the chasana and they're joining the shav brachas, then for them you make all seven brachas. Kederach shemavachim b'shav ha'nisuin. That's very interesting with the Rambam. Because if I would have written the Rambam, b'vachim b'chasanim b'chasanim, what's b'chasanim? All seven brachas. But if you haven't got ponim chadoshim, you only make one. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, b'vachim b'chasanim, what's b'chasanim? Asher Bara. That's Asher Bara. But if there are people who weren't there, then you make all seven. Why does it would appear from the Rambam that this that we're saying, the Birkas Chasanim is a bracha on the Zman of Regel Dechosen, it's part of benching, is only Asher Bara. Asher Bara, because that's what the Rambam says. When the Rambam says, you say Ritzei on Shabbos, Yalei Yovo Yontov, or Birkas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, and what's Birkas Chasanim? The last bracha, Asher Bara. Asher Bara is a bracha on the Zman of Regel Dechosen. That is with the bracha, the appropriate, that is the Ritzei, so to speak, of Simchas Chasanim Mekala. Because it's a bracha which is meant to be said on the Yontov of the Chasanim, Regel Dechosen. And that involves everybody, includes everybody who was there by the Shev Brachas. Then the Rambam says, however, if there were new people there who were there by the Nisuin, then you make all seven brachas. Kederech shemavach b'shaf ha'nisuin. So there's a halacha that what is the yisoid of bikkas? It's a bikkas ha'shvach. For creating such a chetim, etc. It's a bikkas ha'shvach. You don't have to make this bikkas ha'shvach every day. You make it b'shas mach b'shaf ha'nisuin. Otherwise, once you've made these seven brachas, which is shvach and nisuin, mishaf and nisuin, then you're done. You've been yotzer. You make Asher Bara. That's the bracha on the zman. That's however, if you weren't there by the nisuin, then your opportunity to make a brachas hashvach on the nisuin will be by the shev brachas. And that's what the Rambam concludes. Kederech shemavach mishaf and nisuin.
So come out. Somebody who only goes to a dinner and is not at the chuppah.
That's what we mashah from the Rambam, but the halacha we don't take on that in this particular point because he says it's mashah from the Rambam. It's to do with the chuppah. Yeah, you're right, 100% right. The halacha that is fine. So if so, it would appear that the brach of Asher Bara is choluk yisoy dina. It's different from all the other brachs. Asher Bara is a brach on the zman of regel dechosen. It's a bracha on the zman, like the Ritzei in Yalav Yovay. That's a chelik of benching, like Ritzei in Yalav Yovay. But the other brachas is kederech shemavachim b'shaf ha'nisuin. The Rambam says it's a completely different thing. This is, as we said, the mitzvah to be mishabech, the Bein Shalom, that he's allowed us, he's given us the mitzvah of nisuin, so that you mishabech b'shaf ha'nisuin. If you weren't there by the chasna, you can do it by shev brachas. But that's only for those who weren't there by the nisuin. So because, even though everyone else has been yotzei already, but once there are other people, so then you make all the brachas. Azoy zivuin Rambam. So Al Kopani, we see from this Rambam that the bracha of Asher Bara is a different type of bracha. It serves a different function than all the other brachas. The bracha of Asher Bara is a bracha on the zman of regel dechosen, and the bracha on all the other brachas is a general shvach on the nisuin. It's a shvach on the nisuin which you only make by shev brachas if you weren't there by the chasen. So if so, maybe we can return now to the four differences between the bracha of Asher Bara and the other brachas. So, the first difference, which the Gemara says, that you don't need ponim chadoshes for Asher Bara. Now, it's obvious, because ponim chadoshes you need, as the Rambam says, in order to, those who weren't mishabeach, the Rebbeinu for the nisuin, b'shas the chuppah, they have the opportunity to share brachas. But Asher Bara, which is a bracha on the Zman of Regel Dechassim, as we've seen, bracha on the Zman, this is the Zman Regel Dechassim. It's Shabbos, it's Yontov. You have to make the Shabbos tikkun, the Yontov tikkun, the Chassim tikkun bracha. And then, Chassim Asoyedim B'nei Beisoy. A Chassim eats at home, and there's no official Shabbos brachas. We said that we wouldn't say Asher Bara, but there is a tzad in the Rishonim that wants to say Asher Bara. It's not an official Shabbos bracha. Why don't you need a official teretz? It's a bracha on the Zman. It's a bracha on the Zman. If you eat on the Shabbos, you say you'd say. Whether it's official Gansa Suda or not, if you're washing with him, you say you'd say. And then a minion. You don't need a minion. You don't need a minion. No, it's not. Because for the Shabbos bracha, you need a minion to mishabech on the Nisuin. We learn from the Bemakelus Bach, the Kim, the Gemar, Dash, and the Poskik Suvas. For that, you need a minion. Asher Bara is a bracha on the Zman. You don't need a minion for Ritzay. You don't need a minion for Yalla Yomi. You don't need a minion for Asher Bara. You do need three for Asher Bara, I hasten to add. So, but now listen, why you need three? You need three. About Kaponim, it's a bracha on the Zman, but you don't need a minion. And finally, that which we said, the Mechaber says, well, we paskin like one shit and toises in Pitzachim, that you need two kaisas for Bikas HaMozen and for Shev Brachas, because Ein Ois and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas, and as they paskin the Mechaber, and the Ramah adds on, the Yesh Oimrim, the even for Asher Bara, you also need two kaisas. If you haven't got Ponim Chadoshas, and you're making a Shev Brachas, or it's not a Shev Brachas, it's an Asher Bara, whatever, then Ramah says you still need two kaisas. So it's a Mavur from the Ramah understood the Mechaber, that you only need two kaisas if you're making a whole shell brachas. You've got panim chadashim, or you've got a million. But if you're not making, you're not saying all the set shell brachas, it's enough with one kais. Why is it enough with one kais? The teretz is because Asher Bara is not a bezundra shvach on the nisuin. Asher Bara is a brach on the Zman. This is a brach on the Zman. Therefore, just like when you make ritzei yalla v'yodha, you bench shall kris, you don't have two kaisas, one for the ritzei, one for benching. That's the bracha which it's part of the benching. And being it's part of the benching. You don't need the extra kais. The Ramah holds this. The Ramah says you do need, because apparently the Ramah learns that Asher Bara's got both elements. It is a bracha on the Zman, true, but since it contains within it also a shvach of the Nisuin, maybe that's why he holds it. It's slightly different from Ritzayin Yalav Yovei, and you do need another bracha. If you'll have another minute or two, maybe add on just one point. That was basically what I wanted to say. But as regards Malei Shvuah Zois, so what did Lavan say to Yaakov Avinu? He said after he was diddled into taking Leah and he wanted Rachel. So he says, Malish Shvuazois. So the Gemara learns from here, the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't, the Rambam passes this in, the Rambam says that you can't make a chasna on Yontav, on Chalamoyed even, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We learn from this passage, the Rambam brings Malish Shvuazois. So there's a kasha. I don't have a Ram here, but the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus brings another halacha. The Rambam says in Santa Halacha, Yesh Leila Adam, it's permitted for a person, Lisa Kama Noshim Ba'achas, if he wants, he can make a being, before the Rambam didn't have the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, he can marry as many women as he wants, but, or Bilvad, she is Sameach Im Kolechad Simcha Ruyala, which means he can make the chasna. I don't know exactly how you do it, you can do that. But they all need their own shabbat. You have to give them all their own time. You can shtup off. He marries two noshim, and you make the chasnas. So you got one 7 days for Rachel, next 7 days for Leah. You can shtup off, because like we said, the Rambam, Mesameach, you have to be Mesameach with each one. You can't be Mesameach both together. You know, that does not going to work. So therefore, you can shtup off for a week. So, as I state in Rambam, so it's mavur in the Rambam at this mitzvah of mesameach ima. You can delay, you can push it off because he's marrying. It wasn't the case in the Torah, but someone was marrying two noshim, Rachel, Leah, whatever. Then even if you marry them on the same day, so the first 7 days will be shev brachos for Rachel, second 7 days will be shev brachos for Leah. Why can't you do it together? Because ema avet simcha besimcha malish shvuazos. You can't put them both together. Fegnachreidin, the Sefer HaMakna, asked the question. So he says, so why can't you make a chasen on Yontav? Oh, Chalaboyd, Al-Kapodim. Why make a Chalaboyd? You'll say, Marv Simcha B'Simcha. So stop it off. Stop it off. If when you're marrying two women, which is Marv Simcha B'Simcha, the Ma'arvin is only because you can't prava a simcha with each isha, it's got to be separate. You can't be besameach two noshim b'kachas. It's not shaych. Even the Rambam doesn't hold Rabbi Nogeshim. He wouldn't advise that either. You got to push it. You can push it off. See if you can push it off. So make the chasa chalamayit, and make the shemrochs after yontov. Why? What's the problem? Why is it asa? Is it effect of fire? Because this is the Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam's chiddush is that you can shtup off shemrochs brachas. That if you're marrying two noshim, that's the Rambam was mechadish. So take safe our makna and kedushin or ksuvus. He asked the kasha so shtup off the shemrochs brachas. So the Biskarov says, this is bring out the yisoid, which we said, as we said, there are two dinim in Simchas Chosa. There's one din yes to misameach her, and there's another din that when a person gets married, there's a regel de chos, it's a yontov. So he says, if someone marries two noshin, as far as he's concerned, there's only one regel de chos, there's only one chos. He doesn't become double osa b'melacha. The regel, when a person gets married, it's chal yontov. The yontov, whether he marries one wife or 10 wives, doesn't make a difference. It's one chosen. It's one chosen, one regel. But the reason that why there's ma'arav and simcha b'simcha is because you can't be mesameach both together. The problem is you can't be mesameach both together. So the mitzvah to be mesameach you could push off. Making chasana on yontov a chal amoyed, so what you're doing, he's making a chalois regel in a zman which is already yontov, because it's yontov, it's chal amoyed, and now when he gets married, if he's married, if he's married chal amoyed, he's making another regel because he's a regel to chasan. Emav simcha besimcha. See, it's true. What the Rambam is mechadish, you can push off is the mitzvah to be mesameach. That you can push off. But the zman regel to chasan, that's chal automatic. That's not negotiable. That is chal when he gets married. And if it's chal amoyed and he gets married, then he's trying to make a zman regel de chosen in a zman which is already yontov, but that you can't aim at avin simcha besimcha.
So you get married the day before yontov.
Yes, that's fine. But if you get married for yontov, then it's fine. Then because since the chasna was before yontov, so the regel de chosen is chal. Once it's chal, it stays, and he can be sameach on yontov as well. That's okay. Yeah, because the zman he didn't make a chalais regel de chosen on yontov. I mean, you can do that. You get married. People get married. Shlishi le'agbala. People. It can be done. We should all be zeichet to simchas.